As the beloved Lady Master Nala speaks her heart to us, we ask our mighty omnipresence to bless her and draw forth such love from the great central sun to assist her. And we are at all times victorious in everything she desires to do through us for America and through America for the world. Beloved of my heart, as we enter into the release of the evening, I wish you to understand that in that great privilege, which is the marvelous gift of life to you all, I want you to feel how close each of you can come to the hearts of the ascended host, and how close you can feel our presence with you in your outer world conditions. In releasing to the earth that which must come in order to complete the purification of outer world conditions, all who have sought to hold close to the great God presence of life are hourly raising into a power that you little dream is going to release through you all. And I want you to become aware of that power tonight. I have tried to bring it to your attention in two ways before. Your acknowledgement of this mighty God presence, the mighty I Am, and its glorifying love from the great central sun as master in you, master through you and around you and wherever you abide, by your acknowledgement and use of it. And then, in calling forth the silent victory of that miracle love of eternity, the honor flame from the heart of a great, great silence, to cover over everything and not allow the human to live. Now tonight, I wish to add the third reminder to you of your acknowledgement, acceptance, and use of your own victorious power, of the victory for which you call. Watch in your feeling that you do not, in calling for victory, have a feeling that you're waiting for it and it's going to come sometime in the future. Have the feeling that as you demand the great central sun's victory into yourselves first, and then through you into your affairs, you use that victory as soon as you have commanded its release and acknowledged its presence. So when you charge yourselves with the great central sun's invincible victory over everything in this world, then step forward and say, I demand the use of this in everything I do this day. And when you call forth the great central sun's victory, and you demand the use of that victory in your physical affairs, I assure you there will come about conditions that will positively reveal the power of God. And that's what you need in a world of human shadows. If you do not call forth the God annihilation and the God supply and the God protection in the midst of your outer conditions, you only have temporary accomplishment. What I am trying to do is to bring you all to your permanent feeling of mastery and the continual flow of the perfection from our octave that surges into your affairs and builds up a momentum which always holds protection and takes you forward to one gigantic accomplishment after another, without delay, without interference, and without struggle. Now let us get down to the conquering of this thing of struggle. I'm sure you'll be quite as willing to accomplish that as I am to have it for you. Thank you, precious ones. Now, in feeling your victory, first of all, after using your violet consuming flame, demand the great central sun's miracle love come in through and around you. And compel everything you do to be done without strain, without struggle, without delay, without interference, and without one single imperfection. This is but a matter of setting your own house in divine order. And by that I mean so charging the energy of the outer self, your mental and feeling world, with this great miracle love at the heart of creation, which is the great central sun, that it surges in through and around everything around you. And then when you say, I demand whatever I do be accomplished without strain, without struggle, without delay, without interference. And you simply lay the law down before you start into anything. You all are very positive characters, I believe. Or at least you should be by now, after all these decrees. And instead of, as you used to do on the human side, dashing into a thing and laying the law down to everybody else, this time, you lay the law down to yourself first. Thank you, precious ones. When you ask your mighty I Am presence, now notice my words, to blaze the fullness of its great central sun presence in through and around you, and its miracle love to prepare you for the day, and to charge into all your affairs that love that enables you to go forward and do anything you want to do, so long as it is right, without strain, without struggle, without delay, without interference. I tell you, if you will accept that as the order of the day before you start to do any physical thing, when you begin to do a physical action of any kind, you will find cooperation from yourself, and I mean your own faculties, with each other. And then you will, as you feel the atmosphere about you with that love from the great central sun in its miracle powers and control of this world, you will find it's an intelligent flame that goes before you and reaches out here and there and everywhere, and selects that which you will require and brings it to you in perfect harmony and cooperation with other things that you are doing. So there is not the sense of opposition that is in the outer world's activities today. What we want you to do is to insulate your world against everything but the love and the victory from the heart of the central sun. Now, we need this very, very much. In our bringing forth the perfection in this nation, which is to be sustained permanently, we need this call from all of you in order to have a nucleus whereby we set that divine pattern into action in the physical affairs of the nation until everything else follows in and forms the habit of cooperating with that which is the divine way of doing things. And I assure you, when you demand this great central sun love come into you and make everything you touch victorious over the discord of this world, it will be so. I want you to have that victory. And I tell you, if you will use this great central sun love, which is pouring itself forth everywhere in creation, if you will reach up and draw it into yourselves and into the conditions around you and use it, only then will you understand how powerful it is. You do not have any struggle using the sacred fire of the great heart of creation when you have once asked its love to come into you and do what only its love can do. You do not have any struggle when you use the gas that is provided for your use in your homes. You light the match and turn it on. There's no struggle, is there? There's no struggle when you turn an electric light switch on. It's very little pressure of energy compared to what it gives you. And so it is with this great miracle working love from the heart of the great central sun. If you will ask your mighty I Am presence, great central sun presence, to blaze its miracle love in and around you, to set your world in order, that as you go forward, everything becomes a joy, easy of accomplishment, and then you will feel what mastery over the discord of this world means as you use this great central sun love in all your affairs to prepare the way that you may do what you need to do to the glory of your mighty I Am presence and the happiness and blessing to your fellow man. Now, the reason I have called your mighty I Am presence in regard to this action, your great central sun presence, it is to bring to the outer intellect the realization that your mighty I Am presence is the flame of life, not only from the great central sun, but in the great central sun. Because there is no way by which your mighty I Am presence can be separated from the great central sun. Your mighty I Am presence is the flame of eternal perfection extended from the great central sun. So since its sacred fire of eternal life is one with that great central sun, then it is truly your great central sun, I Am Presence. Do I make myself clear? Thank you, precious ones. In connection with the other two, which I have given you, you will find your victory is at hand. And we do want you to use this power, the great central sun, with a conscious realization that that power is your victory. The minute you set it into action to clear your way, that day will yield you its victory. And so it is every day as you go forward. Each day becomes the victory of perfection. And that brings about the happiness by which you glorify your mighty I Am Presence. With perfection produced out here by the use of its own life. And that is your duty to life. That is your responsibility to the universe around you. And that is your great privilege in the use of this magnificent power from the heart of creation. So, beloved ones, as you go forward, try to remember what I have said tonight, that in calling forth this great miracle love from the heart of the great central sun, you are using its victorious power that holds control of the whole system of worlds. You are using that in your own individual affairs. And that is always victory. That miracle love from the heart of creation is the victory for which all seek. Victory does not mean just getting your own way and gratifying this desire, that desire. Victory means the use of the great master life of the universe and the release of its love that produces perfection and enables you to expand it without limit as you move throughout the universe and enjoy its magnificent creation. And everything in this physical world that is not done to the glory of the mighty I Am Presence should never be done. If in this outer activity, everything the outer self is required to do, if it is done as a reminder of the mighty I Am Presence and a release of its love into outer physical conditions, to purify and harmonize all that you contact. Unless it is done that way, it is but a marking of time, and you will have to do it over and over and over again until that love is acknowledged and used, released, expanded, and caused to reveal the perfection and the happiness that is within it. So, blessed ones, each of us who have come in these dictations has tried to bring to your consciousness one thing that will stand out paramount in your daily activities, that will grip you, so to speak, with its importance and its power, and leave you its blessing so tangible that you can never forget it again. We are determined, if you'll excuse me, to be such a reminder to you that you cannot forget. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please, and just remain so. Now, if you do not forget to use this great miracle love at the heart of creation, if you do not forget to use it, if you do not forget to use it, you will find your victory is at hand. Precious ones, it is because mankind has forgotten to use it that they have their limitations and their distress and their tragedies of this world. I tell you again, as others have told you before, until this is understood, of this great central sun's sacred fire of eternal miracle love used in the physical world in all physical conditions, until that is done, tragedy and destruction will go on. And the only thing in the universe that can stop it is the authority of the sacred fire of this love from the heart of creation that knows it is master. And therefore, when you call it into outer condition, it is like calling a living being into a condition that knows it is master and moves forward to reveal its dominion. So try to feel that in using this great miracle love at the heart of the universe, your outer self becomes one with its sacred fire. And then will the outer self be perfected more and more. And when the hour strikes for you to enter our octave, the great cosmic law can give you your heart's desire to arise and come to us the master way without passing through the change called death. Thank you, precious ones. And if you want to feel very positive and you turn to that mighty I Am presence above you and to the great central sun and you make your demand that that great miracle love of the great central sun in its mightiest infinite cosmic power be come the victorious control of your day, and you demand it be the only presence acting in and around you, and that is your world of victory for that day. And you will find each day, as you make it your day of victory, will build for you the year of victory. And as you go on, you will find you have left everything else behind except the victory that is eternal. And that is mastery. That is the power that has the right to command anything in this world to fulfill the divine plan, produce perfection, and raise all to victory by its eternal sacred fire. May you enter in and do not forget to use it, and it will never forget to serve you nor abide with you, and it will not forget to fill your world with all the perfection that is at the heart of the universe. May each day be the heart presence of that great miracle love in the great central sun, till you and your world are a veritable sun presence of its victory here, and it ever expands and holds command around you until its authority is understood and obeyed by all. May you enter in to its glorifying presence and have your freedom from this hour with my assistance and all that the love of the great ascended host can bring to you as you cooperate with the great law of love, which they are to the life of this world and the entire universe. May you feel the fullness of your victory tonight, and that love forever rule with full power. Thank you so much. Beloved Lady Master Nada, thank you for tonight. With all our hearts, love, and gratitude for eternity, stand close by our side until the habit is established of using this mighty gift of God's heart, until we have manifested to the outer world its victorious power over all in creation. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible victory over all in this world by that great miracle love from the heart of creation, that wherever we abide, it becomes an eternal part of this earth and holds command with full power. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us with the miracle presence of that love and hold command forever. Thank you, precious Daddy. And thank you, beloved Lady Master Nada, as never before for your love to us tonight. And may we forever be worthy of it and expand it for eternity. The seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaros, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels. We call us never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. See that it stands round us, visible and tangible to all. And do thou, beloved Arcturus, expand the unfed flame in our hearts to become one with the sevenfold flame without, in cutting us free from all connection of the discord of the outer world. Let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress this great miracle love from the heart of the great central sun, may its cosmic flame move over the face of the earth and become an eternal part of this world. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. We love you. We love you. We love you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Our beloved, mighty I Am Presence, Saint Germain, Jesus, Daddy, Nada, and the great divine director, all clear and the masters, the angelic hosts, the cosmic beings, and the forces of the elements. Our beloved Donna, Virginia, our beloved staff, our beloved messengers, all our beloved people, God, victorious attorneys and accountants, all other group leaders and I Am students throughout the world, and our own beloved United States of America, and the three Americas too, forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved, mighty I Am Presence and all the great ones and beloved Lady Master Nada, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, charge with that miracle love from the heart of the central sun, and blaze it in such power around the world that everything else is compelled to cease to be. All who govern the power of the great cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains in the outer hands and use of those under this radiation, expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all as soon as possible according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. We thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers, convey to the heart center of creation, the heart of the central sun, our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the dispensations, all the sacred fire, that miracle love necessary in all physical conditions to annihilate everything wrong and make victorious everything right till we all stand ascended and free.